This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Entergy, the power company in New Orleans, said today that power's been turned back on for about 80% of the almost 1 million customers who lost it in Hurricane Ida, which is great, but it also means, if you look at it another way, that the lights are still off in a good chunk of the homes in Louisiana. Co Bragg is a journalist. She is based in New Orleans, and she talked on this program last year about buying a house in New Orleans for our series Adventures in Housing.
I have a lovely, like, classic New Orleans front porch that I love to just, like, stand out on and, you know, wave at my neighbors.
So given everything that has happened in New Orleans the past couple of weeks, we got her on the phone. Co, it's good to have you back on.
Yeah, nice to be here.
How are you, and how is that house that you told us so much about?
Sure. So I'm doing okay. I'm happy to know that the power came back on earlier this week. It had been out for just about a week's time after Ida. So I had an opportunity to go back and see my house a few days after the storm. You know, I wanted to go back and get some friends who didn't have cars out of the city because it was just way too hot. Mm-hmm. And there's a tree on my roof. Like, there's a tree that's
On your roof or through your roof?
It's on the roof. I can't quite see, you know, until we get that tree off.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, it could have been so much worse and is for so many people, especially outside of New Orleans.
This is a house, we should remind people, that you bought sight unseen, right? You clicked through some pictures on the internet, but I imagine really quickly this house became kind of a part of you.
Yeah, I mean, especially a house purchased in the pandemic, and, you know, I work from home, and it was hard to leave. Honestly, it's hard to evacuate. It's hard to do that kind of, should I stay or should I go? Because you want to be there, you know, to catch leaks or to make sure your house is okay. So I know that that is a reason why so many people stay.
What's it like for you and your friends and your family and people who you evacuated with or met when you left? What's it like for all y'all to see the national attention shift to all the flooding in New York and that sort of East Coast focus that a lot of the coverage has had since almost the day after Ida hit New Orleans?
Sure. I think that the culture of being in Southeast Louisiana, a place where the coast has been eroding for years, in part due to the big fossil fuel industry, you know, thousands mm-hmm. of miles of Louisiana coast that's supposed to protect us from storm damage and all of that stuff is gone. And so there's a culture of preparedness and also of knowing that people are not coming to save us and that there's a deep community care infrastructure that exists in this region that, frankly, the rest of the country has a lot to learn from.
Would you like to even hazard a guess as to how long it's going to be before your neighborhood is back to normal?
Yeah, I think that part is going to be hard because I think when I went back to check on my house, I was just giving out water to people who have stayed, but also it's extremely expensive to evacuate. Yeah. You know, I sent some money to a new mom who had, you know, left with her newborn. And she was like, I have to pay for hotels on my way back from Georgia, but I just don't have that kind of cash on hand. And so thinking about that, it's going to take a while for people to come back. And also once you get back, that's when you really have the wherewithal to deal yeah. with, am I going to apply for FEMA aid? What does that even look like? How long is it going to take? Because if you look just over to the western corner of our state at Lake Charles, which got hit with Hurricane Laura last year, there's people still waiting in houses covered with blue tarp for that FEMA aid and other government aid to come in.
All right. So here's the $64,000 question. Would you buy that house again?
I absolutely would buy that house again. And I have a friend who's born and raised in New Orleans. And the way she put, she's also a new homeowner. And the way she put it is that even if New Orleans one day is completely underwater, she'll be proud to own a little piece of land in the ocean. And I think that's how a lot of people feel. It's a very proud area. It's that care infrastructure that I can't stress enough that makes you want to stay. And it's also why we wanted to rush back to help people that are really in need and really love their neighbors.
Co Bragg is a reporter, editor, journalist, also a homeowner in the city of New Orleans. Co, thanks a lot. I really appreciate your time and your thoughts.
Yeah, thanks for having me.